Hi. Oh my god, I'm so excited about today.
I know, me too.
Yeah. So today we will delve into the world of dreams. And I know we have been like dying to talk about dreams all this time. And instead of analyzing why we dream and get into neurology or whatever, we will explore how we can control and use this daily thing for fun, basically.
Yeah.
For happiness and fulfillment, because, you know, everybody's writing a million books about it, how to be happy, how to feel great. And so I found out that dreaming is such a great way to have fun if you know how to control it.
And I think that's the most important part. Like, if
yeah,
you know
that's
how to
the
control.
Most important. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are plenty of books about neurology and neuroscience or whatever it is, dream studies and why we dream and which parts of the brain light up. Okay, great. I don't care. The thing is, why do I have nightmares and such bad ones at that? And why do I have such amazing dreams sometimes? And it's so fascinating because the dreams add flavor to the rest of the day. When you suppose you have a nightmare and you wake up, the morning is shitty, definitely. The whole day you're disturbed and you feel horrible, and you can literally feel the chemicals being produced in your body, in your brain, all the stress hormones and everything. For the body, the nightmares are like it really happened to you. You actually experience it. So how do you get over that? That's really fascinating. So the better question is there a way to customize your dreams according to your wishes and fantasies? Like, I'll be sleeping with Ian Somerhalder every time. And I'm very sure that I would be totally happy when I get up.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, it doesn't happen. Like, it takes a lot of practice for people to, like, actually control their dreams. And see what they want to see. But then, you know, it's, and it doesn't always like work as well, which is like, it just sucks. But you're right. I mean, if you could control your dreams, if you could control what you're going to see in your dreams, it would be awesome. Like, life would be perfect, really, because, I mean, even if you're hating your waking moments, you would have something to look forward to when you go home and lie down to go to sleep.
So out of the 24 hours, 8 or 9 hours in my case, at least 8 or 9 hours would be so much fun. And rest of the day, even if it's like normal, I think it'll be really cool to have 8 to 9 hours out of the 24 hour slot for fun sake or of being super happy. I mean, how would you feel if I told you that dreaming is a skill that you can practice and get better at? Like, I mean, it is totally possible and super easy to pick and choose what to dream about, because I've done it. The thing is, since it's a skill, you have to keep practicing. If you just leave it, then just like any other skill, it withers away. So the first time I came to know about lucid dreaming was, there's this video by ASAP Science about lucid dreaming. And they have a very scientific approach towards all these things. There's no woo-woo going on there, like psychic plane or astral plane or astral projection, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So lucid dreaming is a technique used by therapists. They use it with children and people who have night terrors or nightmares. And it's nothing but really realizing that you are dreaming and this is not waking life. And they tell you a couple of tips and tricks how to realize and how to practice the habit of noticing things and realizing whether you're waking up or you're asleep. And some tricks work for you, some tricks don't. For me, it's looking at my hands. So what you're supposed to do is, in waking life, you develop a habit of looking at your hands every now and then. I know it sounds crazy, but that's how it works. If you're awake, your hands will be normal. If you're dreaming, 100% of the time, there would be something wrong with your hands. For me, every time I do that, either I have baby hands or I have like 15 fingers on one hand, and my fingers are like super long. Something or the other would be, maybe the brain is not designed to work that way. It cannot create some details it is very good at when you're dreaming. But while dreaming, there are some details it fails to recreate as perfectly as in real life.
Yeah.
So for me, it's my hands, definitely, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but for you, you have been practicing lucid dreaming naturally since you were a kid.
Like, I didn't even know that lucid dreaming was a real thing until I spoke to you and then you told me that you were practicing it. I used to do it. Like, I just started doing it without even realizing that I'm doing it, only because I had like horrible dreams. Like, nightmare is probably like, it's just such a small word for me because
Yeah, a polite word.
literally, yeah, nightmare is just, baby stuff. But I used to have really bad dreams, and I mean, I still have them. I get so bad sometimes that, I don't even want to go to sleep. Like, I would literally take steps to avoid going to sleep. Like, I would stay up, study, or read books, or watch videos and whatever. Like, literally anything in the world, I would do just to like avoid going to sleep. And I mean, even now, like when I say that, oh yeah, I used to have a lot of nightmares, and I don't get them that often. It's because I practically take steps to make sure that I'm so tired when I go to bed that I can't, like, even if I dream, I don't remember them in the morning. So, like, I don't know if I'm seeing all that stuff that I used to see before. I don't remember it because I'm just so tired by the time I go to bed that, literally it's like I put my head on the pillow and, lights out. That's it. And that's, I mean, only thing that's working just now. But when I was little, obviously I was stupid. So, and my mom would be obviously forcing me to go to bed at the right time. And then, I used to get like really bad dreams, and it was like, it's not just the kind of dream that, oh, I saw a scary picture in the movies today, in school today, and I'm just gonna dream about that and, move on. I used to get repetitive dreams. I used to get dreams like the same dream every single day, just a few seconds more every
Oh my
single
God.
time. So it was like a story with building. It was like a build up towards a climax. And it was just horrible. And that's when, like, I was like, no, I have to do something. And I mean, it was literally, like I said, I mean, I couldn't even go to sleep at night. And mom would be like forcing me to go to bed early when I didn't want to sleep. And then I would try and go back, I'd go to sleep. And then I would just wake up after an hour or so because I would have like really nasty dreams. So I started like developing, subconsciously, I just developed the skill to control my dreams. So, like, as soon as I would see something horrible or something scary, I would just tell myself, this is a dream, I can beat it. And I would just try and turn it into like a kind of situation, either a comical situation or a situation where I have the power and not the other thing. Like, I don't even know what the other thing was. It was just, it was completely demonic stuff that I've seen in my dreams.
Oh my
But
God, it
yeah.
sounds like that Harry Potter thing,
The
the
ridiculous step, yeah.
Bokeh.
Yeah, I mean, I used to like try and do that, try and turn it into a comical situation or things like that. But the thing is, sometimes I wouldn't even get a chance to change the situation. Like, I would like see a dream. It would only last for like 15 seconds or so, or it would at least feel like 15 seconds. But it would be so scary. And then I would just wake up, And I mean, I'm not complaining that I woke up, but that thing would just like live with me. I
It
still remember my
disturbs you.
dreams.
The thing is, after waking up, it's not like the switch is off and you go, oh, that was such a scary dream. Let me just get on with my day and pretend everything is normal. That doesn't happen. It just leaves you shook, if that's the word.
That's a perfect word. Yeah, I mean, like you said, I haven't met a single person who actually remembers all of their dreams from their childhood, but I remember dreams when, from when I was like 6 years old or 7 years old. I still remember every single dream that I've had because they were so bad and so nasty that I just can't forget them. Like,
Oh
normal
my.
dreams, I would forget them in like a second, but the scary dreams, I remember all of them. And yeah, the worst part is that it's just getting worse. It's like, it's not getting any better. It's not like I'm a grown up now. So, well, kind of a grown up, but I still get those dreams, and it's just getting worse and worse. I mean, at the moment, like the normal dreams, like seeing a demon in your dream, is just a normal thing for me. It doesn't scare me. Like, I would wake up and, just go back to sleep. It's not scary. It's other stuff that I see, that
So,
scares me now.
what
So,
other stuff do you see? Why don't you just,
ooh.
recall a dream
Okay.
for example, like the worst dream ever?
Oh, like, it's hard to choose a favorite. The dream that I recently had, it was I'm actually kind of scared if I should even like share a dream, because Shane Dawson might make a documentary about me that I'm a psychopath or something.
Yeah, sometimes listening... I feel that, you know, saying it out loud makes it even more real.
Yeah.
So that's why I left dream journaling. I used to have a dream journal. I keep restarting it, and the moment I start getting very vivid nightmares, I have a feeling that dream journaling makes it even clearer and stronger.
Yeah,
if that's the right word.
No, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, like, but we'll talk about it anyway.
Like, I mean, I tried dream journaling because I was like, why do I have these dreams, right? So I was like, okay, if I just write all my dreams down, it would be out of my head. I can like stop thinking about them. I can stop worrying about like seeing the same thing again. But it didn't work. You're right. It definitely makes it stronger. I only tried like for a couple of weeks or so, but I just felt like my dreams were becoming more and more detailed, because I think
it's like you're opening a gate.
Yeah. I think it's like my brain knew that, you know, it's going to have to recall everything when I wake up. So it was just like trying to hang on to every single detail. Not like it didn't do it before, but it was just like trying really hard to do it. But yeah, I mean, I remember when I was little, I used to have this dream. Like, I used to have many dreams, but this one dream, I don't even know like why it scared me so much, but I used to have it at least once a week. And then it was, I remember like I would be sitting in our living room, and we used to have this table with like really sharp corners. And I'd be like sitting there talking to my brother, whatever. And then I would see like a lizard just climbing up the up the wall. And it would just be like a normal lizard, but it would have a really fat pulsating wing on the outside of its body, like literally just like starting from the back of its head, going all the way down to its, well, where the tail starts basically. And it would just like turn into a mass of, you know, like a twisted mass of wings there. It was horrible to look at. And I mean, I'm pretty sure like everyone's scared of lizards.
Because it really eats the bugs.
Like, not that I like bugs or anything, but I still hate both of them.
Like, you know, enemy of an enemy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that enemy of the enemy was actually pretty scary for me. I mean, in my dream, it was like I said, it would just like build up to that one point that eventually, like, it started from me just seeing that lizard on the wall and just waking up, because it would just give me the creeps, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to a point where the lizard would actually jump on me. And I mean, when I was younger, that was my biggest fear, like to have a lizard jump on top of me. But yeah, that eventually got to that point where the lizard would jump on me and, you know, try and like, it would just get bigger and like cover my whole body. Like I was like, it was like really bad. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even that young. I was like 9, 10 years old when I was having that dream. So I was just like, oh, I need to like turn this around. So I started like practicing, and I would like try, because I in my dream I would always be sitting on our table with the sharp corners. So I started turning it into a situation where I would grab hold of the lizard's neck. I mean, it sounds so heroic, I can never do it, but I would just grab hold of the lizard's neck and just like sort of run it along the corner so that its stomach would get ripped open. It wasn't that poor back then. But yeah, I mean, it's horrible, it's horrific, it's graphic. But that was the only thing that made me not scared of the lizard anymore, or rather the dream anymore. Other than that, nothing worked. Like, I would wake up, I would tell myself it was just a dream. It doesn't happen in real life. But like a week later, I would have that dream again. And I just don't know why I would have that dream again and again. Like, you see a dream, and that's it. Like you say, you make out with Ian Somerhalder, you don't see that again. That's probably only going to happen once in your life. You know, you're never going to have that dream again. But scary dreams, it just keeps happening over and over again.
I think your brain, or whoever is designing your dreams, I don't know if there's like a department on a psychic plane, or it's just our brains. That's like another discussion altogether. But the thing is, it's fascinating that your brain picks a theme. And for as long as I have known you and you've shared your dreams with me, I think your theme is, it's not about the lizard. It's not about what animal or demon or whatever the being that you're seeing. It's about the violence of it.
Yeah.
And I think you see a lot of gore in your dreams, gore and blood and dead bodies and you cutting up and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and for me, it's I had a phase where I was lucid dreaming. I was practicing a lot. And then I don't know what happened. Something went wrong. I used to have really nice dreams. And then all of a sudden, they used to convert into nightmares. That's like another story. But once they were nightmares, the theme was me always preparing my food or cooking or doing all this in the dirtiest restroom you have ever seen. Like the worst of the toilets and flooding toilets, and I'm just cooking there, and there's like cauldrons, and like the theme was black magic and using feces and like that department, you know. For you it was blood and gore and flesh and dead bodies, and for me it was lots of shit and terrible stuff.
I think
and
we're still
food. And food.
I think we're still kind of in the same department, because like as a medical student, I get to see a lot of blood and gore. And
but
as
I remember
a married person,
you
get to see a lot of shit.
That's hilarious. The thing is, I remember when you were not a medical student, even then you had those dreams. And it's ironic that nevertheless, you just went into the field of medicine. And if it was somebody else who has a problem of nightmares of dead bodies and cutting things up and blood and everything, they would be reluctant to go into the field of medicine. But in the waking life, you're super excited about it. You work really hard for it. So
I think it's because I've seen it so much in my dreams that I mean, obviously it's upsetting when you see like someone bleeding.
Thank you, nightmare designer.
But I think it's just because I've seen it too much in my dreams. Like I've kind of accepted that that was a dream, and this is like my real life, my waking life. It's different. Like it's not going to be a nightmare if I see like something bloody or something gory. It's not like, although I have to say that since I started medical school, my dreams have kind of shifted.
To what?
Not to something nice. Instead of seeing other people bleeding and having their guts hanging out, I see myself. So, I don't know. But I, at least, like, I think because, again, like, because I've had, like, exposure since I was very young to all these things, I just... it doesn't affect me as much anymore. Like, obviously, like, I get upset when I see that kind of dream. I wake up scared. But at least I'm able to, like, after half an hour or 1 hour or so, I'm able to move on with my life. I don't really dwell on it that much. Or at least I try not to. And like I said, I mean, there's tricks that I, you know, sort of try. Like, you know, tidying myself really a lot so that, you know, I don't have any dreams or I don't remember my dreams. But,
So that's really cool that tiring yourself out completely so that you're comatose when you're sleeping. It really works for you. That's great. But for me, it's the other way around. When I'm very, very tired and I'm dead while sleeping, I get these nightmares. But since I'm very tired, I don't realize that they're dreams. And it's a recent phenomenon. That's why I just stopped lucid dreaming. I don't know why I have to restart again. I started having these very real nightmares, as real as waking life. It was so disturbing. I tried the tricks, looking at my hands, number of fingers, and my brain. It was so comatose that it started creating exact hands. That trick stopped working for me altogether. The next... So when I woke up, I checked more tips and tricks on how to realize you're dreaming, or some other totem, if you will, like in the movie Inception. So another one was just look at the clock or look at some printed thing like a newspaper or anything, any written word. You read it, then you look away, and then you read it again. If it stays the same, it's waking life. And if it changes... And it will definitely change if it's a dream, because the brain cannot recreate certain things. And for me, I never wear a watch. So I started wearing a watch in my waking life just to develop this practice. And then that was my new totem. When I was sleeping, I used to look at my watch or a clock somewhere. And I used to say myself while I was dreaming, whenever it was like a really bad nightmare and there are like demons running after me and I'm in a haunted house or something like that, I'm being possessed. I can feel this heavy energy literally wrapping me. And I can tell in the dream that I'm being possessed and nothing's working. No chanting, no prayer, nothing works. And it's super dark. And I look at my hands first. Obviously, they're like in perfect shape. And then out of desperation, I say, oh, maybe I'll just give it one more try. If I'm dreaming, I'll wake up and I find a clock or I find something, some written thing somewhere. And then I look away and then I look again. If it's a dream, the clock would be moving in the opposite direction, like anti-clockwise, mm-hmm. or there'll be too many needles or, you know, slight detail. Something would be mm-hmm. wrong. This is a dream. I need to wake up, wake up. And mm-hmm. I repeat this to myself. You know, there's like a demon clawing into my back. I can feel the pain as if it's real and pulling my hair. And I can feel, really, really feel my hair being ripped apart. The pain is so real. Wow. And I'm trying to wake up. Since I'm too tired, I'm unable to wake up. So I'm like stuck. And it's horrifying. When I try really, really hard after a couple of tries, I finally wake up and I'm super groggy. It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
It really creeps me out. It ruins the whole day. It ruins days.
Yeah.
So I would rather not have those dreams, and lucid dreaming after a certain point stopped helping for me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe there are some other ways that I haven't read about or haven't practiced, but it's so disturbing. So I know that since I have tried lucid dreaming successfully before to curb my nightmares and dream beautiful things and flying in beautiful places and visual trees and rivers and everything. Mm-hmm. And when you're flying, you literally feel the wind against your head and feet and it's so real. But wow. The thing is, the nightmares are real too. They're yeah. equally vivid and real. So I'm just figuring out a way how to get back to that stage where I could control my dreams. It's just lack of practice because, you know, I used to practice a lot. I used to meditate. I used to practice lucid dreaming. And yeah. when I got that done once or twice, I was overconfident. I was like, okay, now I can do this. Now, so I stopped studying more. I stopped practicing more. And once I got this really a couple of nightmares, I got scared of lucid dreaming as well.
Yeah.
So I just stopped dream journaling. I stopped lucid dreaming. I stopped reading about it. And I gave myself a break, basically. But the thing is that nightmares didn't go away. They're still there. But they're not as bad every time, but they're pretty bad. So for me, that trick of tiring yourself out completely so that you're exhausted doesn't work. When I'm very exhausted, I have dreams which are super, super clear. I'm unable to wake myself up from them. So that's messed up.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I stopped lucid dreaming as well as I was growing up. I think things changed. My whole life just turned upside down in between when I was a teenager. So I think it was around that time that I stopped like lucid dreaming. But I'm just like, sometimes I feel like maybe I should try it, especially when I talk to you and you tell me how like your nice dreams are really good. You know, I want to try it, but then after seeing Insidious, I'm just too scared to try it. Yeah,
actually, you know what? Now that you said it, I think I got scared of lucid dreaming and it stopped working for me the moment I watched Insidious.
Yeah. I remember you telling me. Yeah. And then you had a bad dream as well. We'll discuss that dream in part two because I think this one's getting too long.
Yes. So that's precisely the moment when I stopped lucid dreaming because it stopped working for me. Maybe in my subconscious mind that fear was planted that, oh my God, lucid dreaming takes you to another plane and it's real and it's not just a dream or it's not just something that's going on in your head. So that fear, I think it really ruined everything for me. So, but the thing is, before Insidious, thank you, Insidious creators. No, thank you. So, but before that, I have used it successfully. Suppose, so I saw this trick somewhere. I don't think it was a video. I think it was a book. And
we need to, by the way, link everything. So that people can check it out.
Totally. So the thing is, when I was having a nightmare, there was a very simple trick that you can just wave your hands like a magician, you know, like the way they show you in movies, the magician work their hands and arms like dancers and they can manipulate dreams like Play-Doh. So you do that with intention and you can change your dreams. So suppose it was nighttime in my dream and I hated that. What I'll do is I'll just wave my hands with, you know, full of confidence suddenly it was sunlight, it was day, and it was beautiful, and I was in a different location. It totally worked for me. Wow. And that built up my confidence. And then I started to fly because I realized it was a dream. I can do whatever I want. So I just took off like Superman and I flew, and it was so real. I could, you really feel the warm sunlight on your skin. You feel the wind and it's beautiful. But thanks to Insidious, that movie ruined lucid dreaming for me. Let's see if we can figure out how to get started all over again and, you know, how to correct this. Because I miss my days of lucid dreaming. I've had some great times.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to try lucid dreaming or not. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like I said, I've only had a couple, like literally, I can count them on my finger, just two good dreams ever. Hmm. Like the dreams that I'm proud of. And I want to see dreams like that more and more. Hmm. And yeah, other than that, things have been pretty nasty. Like my best dream was when I saw my favorite singer in my dream. Yeah. And my self-esteem is so low that I saw him making out with you instead of me.
Oh my god, I hope this is astral plane. I hope that it really is.
But I was still happy because I got to sort of see him. Like, I've never seen him perform live. So I got to attend his concert and we were together. It was you, me, and our third friend.
Yeah.
All three of us. I'm not going to say her name. Just in case she doesn't like it. Mm. But yeah, all three of us went to attend a concert. And after the concert, it was just, I don't know how we ended up in a hotel room. And I don't know why I was being so creepy. God, I was watching like you guys.
Such a groupy dream.
But that was the best dream ever. It was very real. Like, literally, I remember every single detail. Like, I remember that I was wearing white boots. It was, like, boots. I don't even know why I was wearing boots. I never wear boots. But I remember, like, the little details. Like, there were little diamonds on them. And there was buckles on my boots. Yeah, what? Literally, like, every single thing I remember.
Is it symbolic?
Well, I'm going to get booted in the butt by that guy. I think it's already happened.
No, the diamonds.
Yeah.
So funny. So for me, when I was practicing lucid dreaming, I totally summoned Jensen Ackles. Mm. I don't know. It was a demon dressed as Jensen Ackles.
Probably.
In like a vessel or something. I don't care. Yeah. But I totally made out and had great fun. It didn't last very long. I mean, I'm not talking about whatever. The thing is, the dream did not last very long.
Yeah, same. But I do believe, like, I don't know if you believe in it or not, but I do believe that our dreams are majorly, majorly influenced by it. I mean, obviously, yeah, not every single dream. Mostly, it's just our brain. But I think there's a major influence from demonic entities. I think even if you're having a good dream.
So you do believe in astral plane and all that, the things they showed in Insidious? Thanks, because I do as well, and I was just looking for reassurance. Yeah,
no, I totally believe in that.
I think I'm cancelling my lucid dreaming plans as well.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. I don't know. We'll see. Why don't you try and let me know? We still need to do a part two for like discussing the dreams that made us stop lucid dreaming. We'll have good content for our next
podcast. I think I totally will because I'm super curious. Yeah. So let's see how it goes. Shut up.